Get ready to rock out with your talk out. It's the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. We're coming at you live on Rock Rage Radio Live. And the reason you don't know about it is because you haven't gotten to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com and gone and signed up for our private Facebook group where you learn about fucking everything. Or you haven't downloaded RockRageRadio.com for the free fucking app. So you could find out about cool shit like this. So what's wrong with you? Get on your computer. Get on your cell phone right now. I don't care what you have to do. Those kids don't need to be fed right now. You need to go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com and sign up for our Inner Circle Facebook group where you can get all the info and all the dope on what's going on with Ludini and his rock and roll circus like this right here, right now. We are hanging out live on Rock Rage Radio Live. We love Rock Rage Radio. RockRageRadio.com. Download. What kind of app is that again, Lily?
Free.
And by the way, I do have the amazing, the lovely, the talented, the insanely beautiful Miss Lily V6. What's up, Lily?
Oh, you know, stuff and things.
Stuff and things.
And stuff and things,
stuff
too.
Stuff and things.
Nice.
Yes, we have Lily with us from Rock Rage Radio. We're going to get to that in a second. But go to RockRageRadio.com, download that free app, and get great music programming 24/7. Also, don't forget to patronize our good buddy Chris Thunderwolf Dodson at wolfscustoms.online. Find him on social media to get custom artwork done on your musical instruments. Okay. So we have Lily V6 here. Lily, Mr. Pittsburgh is not here this evening. He has a cold. What I think happened was he had a date today. And I think he's probably just like, you know what I mean?
I get it, I guess.
You know, right here. They're getting some hot licks right now. So I think that's what's going on. I don't believe this cold bullshit.
Right.
I mean, nobody gets colds. I mean, this is Western Pennsylvania in the wintertime, you know.
What does that even mean?
Although you wouldn't even know that by the weather today. It's been beautiful. I opened the house up to blow the stink out. You got to do that. You know, I love that time of year when you can like, and the last year we had a long period of this, you know, different times where you didn't have to have the air conditioning on. You could just open the house up and it was very comfortable. And I love that. I live for that. That's one of the reasons why I am alive. So I don't know what I'm talking about. Lily. So Lily V6 is here. Lily V6 has today she was telling me she was hanging out with Motley Crue and Aerosmith and Van Halen all simultaneously. They were all over at her apartment. Just, you know, that Lily lives this kind of life where like rock stars just come over and hang out. You know what I mean? And, you know, she makes some fucking, you know, bologna and peanut butter sandwiches and they just relax, you know.
That sounds disgusting. Maybe I'll do fried bologna, but not that.
Fried bologna. Do you ever have ring bologna?
I don't even know what that means.
Okay, never mind.
I wish they were all hanging out at my house. However, what I did do recently was go to...
Oh, my God. I got to silence that cell phone.
Sweet.
Well, Lily's going to tell you, regale you with some amazing stories of her life while I silence my cell phone.
Amazing.
Continue.
There were actually no concerts that I went to in the past week. However, I did go to Sweet Sunday on Sunday. It is a dessert festival that benefits the City Mission. And basically all the local bakeries and dessert places create these wonderfully beautiful, delicious treats that you buy tickets for and you get them and you taste them and you vote on them and people win. And it's a whole lot of fun. And I went with my niece and my sister and that's what I did over the weekend.
Wow.
I know.
So what was your favorite dessert that you had?
The monkey balls. I knew you were going to love that. They were these chocolate banana peanut butter cake pops. And
chocolate what?
Chocolate peanut butter banana cake pops.
Chocolate peanut butter banana. Okay, chocolate, peanut butter, and bananas. Like, they, really, they that those are the three great tastes that taste great together.
And it was just such a win. And this girl's bakery, damn it, if I can remember the name of it right now, I'll get it for people if they really want
terrible.
It. I know.
It was so good, I can't remember.
It's called From Scratch. From what? Scratch.
From?
Scratch.
From where is it? Where,
Uniontown.
Uniontown, okay.
Uniontown.
See, we have a place in around here called Uniontown.
Yes, so that's where her bakery is. Go try out the monkey balls. I love the name, of course.
Ask for the monkey balls.
That was the best dessert,
giant
I thought.
The chilled monkey balls.
Of the day. Oh, my gosh.
Well, of the chilled monkey balls. I have, you have, Lily, you have huge monkey balls.
Oh, my God.
I will have the hot monkey balls tonight.
Oh, boy. Maybe I'll go there and bring some back for everyone.
Monkey balls, baby. I love it. Monkey balls. Take some balls and put them in your monkey.
Whatever that means.
Don't monkey with my balls, baby.
Oh, boy.
I love a bitch who can monkey with my balls in the right way.
I'll bet you do.
Mr. Pittsburgh said he actually canceled his date. Yeah, right.
Lies.
Lies. Lies. You tell lies. You sit on a throne of lies.
Mr. I know you're watching.
You smell like what is it? What does he say in Elf? Oh, you don't like Elf. Do you like Elf?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, Elf. That's one of my favorites.
Smells like bullshit to me, though.
It does. I know. He's out there doing something. Right
I know,
now.
Right?
He's out there dancing naked in the fucking yard. No, that's Stu.
Dear
Stu's
God.
Here. Yeah. I'm thinking about buying one of those Amazon houses.
I don't even know what that means.
Amazon makes houses.
Oh. Like.
They're pretty fucking cool.
Like, do they build it for you?
They go up in a day.
Oh, so like you pull a string?
Huh?
You pull a string and it goes...
Kind of.
Okay.
Kind of. Yeah, there's tons of videos about it.
I'll have to look that up.
And it's totally legit, and they're like, some of them are under $20,000. But I would want a foundation and everything first, so I'm going to... So I have a second lot here on my property, and I've been threatening to build a house on it for a while now. So I'm thinking I might do an Amazon...
And
if they're modular, you can easily like add more shit onto them. It's super easy.
Like Legos.
It's like Legos.
Yes.
It's like a Lego house, right?
Can we just get like a moon bounce though, instead?
Get a what?
A bouncy house.
Oh, a bouncy house. I'm gonna put a bouncy house. It's very bouncy. Okay, we have comments with a few comments here. It says we have 8 viewers. The rest of you fuckers need to comment.
Right.
I
it's
can
just
see
Kevin.
The comments. I actually. Excuse me. I actually took time and promoted the podcast, the live show this week. So come on, chop, chop, chop. Don't be afraid. I love everybody. When you comment, like, I love you. You know what I mean? I love you.
10 viewers.
I just
after
love
you said you love
I'm
people.
Coming over to your house like immediately afterwards. And, you know, shower you with kisses, with hot
Run.
Love. I would give you the hot love, Steve.
Oh, mom's eating her monkey ball now.
Oh, mom's eating her monkey balls. Monkey mom and her monkey balls.
Oh.
Steve is watching as well. Hey, Steve, that is a you're rocking a is if that's your actual picture, you are rocking. Whoa, dude, you're rocking a serious mustachio, my friend.
Right.
Look at that, dude. You look like a that's a cool. You got a good look going on, brother. Thank you, Steve. We got Steve. We got Tracy. Everybody's hanging out. We're gonna have a good time tonight. So I heard this. And I know that it's absolutely true. And let me tell you how I know it's true. I know it's true. Because they wouldn't, nobody would put it, you wouldn't put it on TikTok if it wasn't true.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Okay. So, you know, so it absolutely has to be, it has to be true.
Oh, boy.
So, I heard this, that eagles, so the handful of people die each year.
Yeah.
Because, and it's bald men die each year. Just like, I don't know, like 2.7 bald men a year. Die. You know how the sickest say. Josh is there. Hey, Josh, what's up, big guy? Ooh, just Josh is.
Hi, Josh.
Oh, my. Josh. Oh, my.
Oh, boy.
A handful of men die, bald men die each year because. They get hit in the head by an eagle.
No.
Yes. So here's what happens. What happens is apparently eagles, one of their favorite meals is turtle.
Okay.
In order to get to the juicy meat of the turtle, they've got to take the turtle and bash it off a rock to break the shell open. That's, you know, just like we do when we eat what?
Crab legs.
Crab legs or whatever. You got to, you know what I mean? Except eagles, they haven't developed the ability to use tools. What kind of? They use rocks instead of crab crackers. What are they called?
Crackers. Crackers.
Crab crackers. You crazy crab crackers. Mr. Pittsburgh said Joe Walsh hit him in the head last week.
I read
it. So anyway, so what happens sometimes is eagles will mistake a bald man's head for a rock. And they will smash the turtle off the guy's head.
Oh my God.
Killing the guy.
You better not go outside.
I've never seen a fucking eagle in my life.
There's some at Cannonsburg Lake.
Are there real?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Not like actual like eagles.
Bald eagles.
Really?
No, yeah. Yeah. There's not a nest over there. I promise you. They had babies.
So I'm telling you, this, they wouldn't put it on TikTok if it wasn't true.
I swear to God, I have to look that up now because I need to read this.
Yeah.
So I can piss myself laughing.
There's all kind of things happening in the world that, like, you should probably know about, you know. And that's just one of them right there, you know.
I'm so glad.
Exactly.
If I see an eagle coming at you forever out, I'll, like, try to cover it.
I know, Lily. You know.
I'll try to help you.
You have these things in life where you just have to, you know, where you just have to look things up, you know, like just like right now, like we got to talk about our sponsor.
Mama's ass juice is thick and rich. You little bitches can't get enough.
The syrup is delicious too.
The syrup is mama's period blood.
I can't believe
Oh my God.
You know what? I can't believe that breath. Shut your fucking mouth.
It's amazing. The box talks.
You dumb bitch. It's not the box that talks. It's the bottle. Get it together.
Mrs. Butterworth's pancake mix and syrups.
Mama's pancake juice is thick and rich.
Great pancake.
All right. As always, sponsored by Mama's Flapjack Juice. We are working on Ludini's Flapjack Juice.
Jesus.
So if your flapjacks are, you know, old and dry, this is what I'm thinking. You just put a little squirt a little Ludini Flapjack Juice.
Nobody should be thinking this. I don't know why you are. This is what I get. This is what I get.
All right, Steve says, talk about having a hard head. Why did Joe Walsh hit you in the head, Mr. Pittsburgh? We need to know what's going on here.
I think you
know
the answer
to that.
You need
to come back onto the podcast and tell us. So anyways, that's my eagles landing on bald people's head, on heads story. So a couple things. So I didn't do too much the past week. I did see a couple of movies that I want to share. First of all, I watched a movie, and I know a lot of you guys are going to go like, well, duh, but I've never watched Ocean's 11.
I love that movie.
I've never watched it, and of course, I've never seen any of the sequels, but I decided it came up on a list of, like, you know, movies that, like, maybe you forgot about or whatever, and I'm like, you know, I never fucking watched it, and I was wildly entertained front to back, top to bottom, the whole way through. It's all-star cast, George Clooney and Brad Pitt in the same fucking movie.
Right.
Julia Roberts, Andy Garcia, and then, like, all the other folks that are in there, like Casey Affleck, Bernie Mac,
mm-hmm.
is fucking in the movie.
And he's hysterical.
He's great. He's great. They even resurrected or brought up
I don't know who you're trying
Carl
to
Reiner.
Think. Yes.
Carl Reiner is in it. You know, that you know, he's about 700 years old in it, but he's great. It's a really good movie. If you've never seen it or haven't seen it in a while, I would highly recommend you go back and give it a rewatch. Or like me, if you're, you know, just we're living. I just missed it. It came out and other things were happening. And I didn't get around to seeing it and I never saw it. And
that's sort of like a go-to when I don't know what else to watch is Ocean's 11.
Super
I like that
fun.
One.
Mm-hmm. Whack. Just crazy fun. Great performances. Great music. Everything about it is great. Now, this is a movie here that I want to talk about that I had seen would, you know, come up and on different streaming services, and it always thought, that looks kind of, you know, low budge. Mm-hmm. I say low budge. Cheap. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, probably not that great. And it is a movie called Late Phases from 2014.
Okay. Oh, that's a while ago.
Yes, it happened a minute ago. It stars Nick Dimitri, Lance Guest, Larry Fassenden. Tom Noonan. A lot of actors that, like, whose faces you know.
But you might not know them.
But you may not know their name. Mm-hmm. You'll never guess there is, who's fucking in this. And I fucking fell on the floor. Tina Louise is in this.
Oh.
She had to be 85 years old. Tina Louise, who played Ginger on Gilligan's Island.
Yeah.
Is 90 and she's still alive.
Nice. That's awesome.
But she's about 80 in this. This is a... I don't think I'm really spoiling anything by telling you it's a werewolf story.
Okay.
It has... it's way better than it has any right to be. It's one of those movies that's like... I would call it like a sleeper. It is... all the actors who are in it are excellent actors, even though they're not mega stars. Everybody brings their A game. Nick Dimitri is the main lead in it. He plays a very elderly gentleman, a Vietnam vet, who is blind and moves into a very kind of like low rent retirement community. He's got a obviously he has a strained relationship with his son, who's like taking him there, and so that's the kind of setup. What ends up selling it is, first of all, Nick Dimitri just knocks it out of the park as this aging Vietnam veteran. It is unexpectedly funny. The second act has a lot of humor in it. The first act, so it's okay. So when does a werewolf turn into a werewolf? Right on the full moon, right?
Right.
So the beginning of the movie, there's a full moon.
Oh,
okay. And then you have to wait 30 days, and then the next full moon, right?
Uh-huh.
So you could go like, you know. So the second act in a lot of movies, the second act is kind of like, when are we going to get to the good stuff? But they take that time and they really, there's a lot of humor. He's just great. There's a lot of great wacky stuff that happens. It's really good. All the other actors are great. And then the third act, they knock it out of the park with, it becomes a total bloodbath. You don't have to wait. The first act, dude, they get into the blood, guts, and gore pretty quick. I mean, like,
quick
entrails coming at you. Like, it's like, it's pretty good. All practical effects. There's no CGI. So this is another thing. Like, is the werewolf like the greatest werewolf you ever saw in a movie? Maybe not, but it's like a real character on camera and not a computer thing.
Right. So
it's like, so you really got to give it props. I mean, whoever designed it, like, really put a lot of heart and soul into it. It's wild. You'll be entertained the whole way through. I was totally skeptical when I put it on. It came up on a list again of like movies that maybe you should check out. You know, if you like horror movies, if you like that kind of thing and you don't need big budget type, you know, Hollywood production, I think you're going to have a lot of fun. You'll have a lot of fun with this. And there is a lot of humor. It's not a horror comedy, but it has a lot of humor. It keeps you entertained. It's really good. And it's like, an hour and 40 minutes or something. You're in and out.
It's
7 hour.
Quick and dirty.
Yeah, exactly. So I highly recommend that. My band Felon is in the studio. We are still working on tracks. This is kind of funny. Bill came down here. We finished up the bass tracks on Sunday, and we were talking, and this is the difference between guys that like are touring and are playing full time and guys that like, you know, are local and have jobs and stuff like that. Like, it takes us a little bit longer to do things because we just don't have that. Because
you have a whole life going on.
Yeah, well, you have that whole... When you're playing full-time, I noticed anytime I played in bands with guys who are full-time musicians, they were like, they just picked up stuff and like, boom, boom, boom. They could just like knock shit out like really, really quick because they're doing it all day. You know, they're like wired for it. So we were kind of like, you know, plus we're a little bit older guys. Everybody in the band is around, you know, the same age. But I'm excited. I think the songs are really good and I can't wait to get it done. I've been working on my parts too. So, we're excited to get it done. Also want to mention real quick, I devoured two books by an author named Diana Walsh, Pasulka. I don't know, where everybody is out there. And one of the things when I brought Keith onto the podcast was we wanted to occasionally hit the topic of the weird, the paranormal, the bizarre type stuff.
Nerdery.
Yeah, exactly. So this lady has been making the some stir on the podcast circuit lately. She's been on Joe Rogan and a bunch of big podcasts. And she has two books out. One is called Encounters. The other one is called American Cosmic. And she has a very different twist on the whole UFO paranormal thing. She is a theology professor.
Mm-hmm.
So she's not a UFO researcher. She's not somebody who's like a part of the ancient aliens kind of thing. And her the two books, they're pretty quick reads, both of them. Really discuss the connection, the sort of blurry line between the UFO thing. You know, this is all over the news, right? These whistleblowers are coming out, they're having hearings in Congress, and you know, you guys have heard about the so-called Tic Tac and all that, and the military and everything. But there's a whole other side of this that people aren't talking about, and that is the UFO thing is very, very similar to the, for lack of a better word, the ghost thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, in fact, there are people that have these, one person standing there sees a UFO, the other person there standing right next to them, they see some sort of spiritual manifestation.
Okay. Yeah.
Crazy. This is stuff that isn't like, because people don't know what to do with this. It's like, okay, we can get our minds around, okay, you know, they're coming from another planet and blah, 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 blah. But that's not really the whole story. And there has been like all kind of sort of religious things that have happened based, you know, that have happened as a result of this whole UFO thing. It's wildly interesting. And it's a side of the whole UFO thing that you probably don't even know is going on, because shows like Ancient Aliens, if you watch that, or what's that, Hangar 18 or whatever is on the, you know, these things where, you know, they discuss these things. Actually, she has brought out in the books on a couple occasions where those shows have grossly misrepresented things in order to fit them into this sort of box of this so-called alien box, when these things may not even be that. This could be something that's completely different than that, or completely not even understood. Why? Really interesting. I would like if you like to read books, her books, I told you about the books, but you can find her on the podcasts out there. She's on all the big podcasts. Check it out. You might find it really, really interesting. If you want to kind of have your mind bent a little bit, it's trippy, it's weird, it's wildly interesting. She is very scholarly. She's not the kind of person, you can tell once you listen to her, she's not the kind of person who's given to like flights of fancy or buying into propaganda. She really tries to look at it in a very objective way. I highly recommend it. So that has been pretty much my week. Lily went to a dessert festival. Mr. Pittsburgh is not here. Okay, so the topic for today is new shit.
New shit.
Yeah, Steve, she was hot on Gilligan's Island. Ginger was hot on Gilligan's Island. She's like, in this movie, late phases, she's still trying to rock the hot look. You decide. You watch the movie and you tell me what you think. You know, she's like in her age. The movie came out in 2014, so she was like probably about 80. She's I had to look it up. She's still alive.
That's awesome, though.
And I believe she's about 90, 91, something like that. Check it out. So we're talking about new music, and I brought a bunch, and Ms. Lily here brought a bunch. We're trying to do this every so often, a podcast where we say, hey, there's some new shit out there. Because everybody says what? Right, Lily?
There's no new music.
Rock
is dead.
You know, and I was thinking about this because as I was putting this together, I mean, all of a sudden, it was just a week. I had a dinner with a friend of mine on Friday. And I was like, I said, I think we need to do a podcast on new music, because like in 3 days, a bunch of like exploded, like a whole bunch of music that like sort of like showed up in my, like, between YouTube and a bunch of other things I'm involved in, TikTok, I hate to give the devil his due. a bunch of stuff showed up that I was like, God damn, this is really good shit. And y'all, people need to know about it. I don't think a lot of people know about it. And as much as we say we grew up in the golden era, what we grew up in, the golden era really was, we grew up in the golden era of the radio and MTV.
Mm-hmm.
Where you had music filtered through folks that I think at the time were really trying to like kind of like show you the best that in their imagination or in their minds they could show you. I think that there was a sort of an effort there to really show you good stuff. We no longer have that. Music is completely like it's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, it's everywhere now. And there, the radio is not the radio, right?
Right.
And MTV is definitely not MTV.
No.
So,
no.
But the music, there is still in fact, this might be the golden age because there is so much good music being released every single day. It's absolutely insane. So that is what we're going to be getting into. It's what we're getting into right now. So I'm going to let Lily start because she hasn't been on in a while. So what do you got, Lil? I'm going to try to, and also I want to try to play at least some snippets. Are we going to go in order of what you told me?
Yes.
Okay, because I want to try to get them in there.
Well, these are also in date order when they were released too, so that's why I put them that way. So the first one I actually chose was Dolly Parton's Rockstar. It came out in November of 2023. It is her 49th studio album.
What? That's crazy.
Yes, and she collaborates with a variety of rock musicians on this, including Rob Halford, Nikki Sixx, John Five, Paul McCartney, Miley Cyrus. Even she did a duet of Wrecking Ball. So she was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, right? She initially said, no, I don't want to do this. But then she decided she's going to go ahead and justify that
by doing a rock
nomination
album.
By doing a rock album, which it's fantastic. I just recently listened to it. I think she performs the songs beautifully. There are 30 tracks on the original disc.
What?
Yes. If you get the bonus material, you get 9 extra tracks. So there are more.
Okay, hold on. So is there a track here? Because there is a gazillion of them. Is there something, one you would
do
recommend?
The Rockstar, because that's her solo. Okay. Or that's her song.
Okay. Let's listen to Rockstar. This is Ms. Dolly Parton with the giant boobs.
She does.
I mean, when she came out, that was the thing. There's a hilarious video of her on Carson where he's like, I forget what he says. I'd give a year's pay to take a peek under that dress. Or
I know. I love that clip. Oh, no.
It's coming. It's coming. We have way too many apps opened at the same time.
Good door! Stop that noise!
Why in the world would anybody want to be in rock and roll?
Oh, honey, she says it's her dream. It's her passion.
That's passion? Give me a break.
Well, I'm going to be in rock and roll whether you two like it or not.
How shall be?
Interesting.
Right.
After school,
okay.
I'll be a rock star. Stop that god awful music, Mama.
Okay, she's 78 years old. Wow. God bless her. God bless her.
This is her highest charting solo studio album.
Wow. Wait a minute.
Topping country and rock charts.
Wait a minute. Here's my, and we, Mr. Pittsburgh and I talked about this a few weeks ago. Here's my question about the so-called charting.
Yeah.
Nobody buys records.
Oh, I do. Okay. I know, but people will buy the MP3s.
Really?
That counts.
I don't know, like, and that's so easily manipulated. Look, it's cool. I'm glad she's doing music. And if she's on these so-called charts, you know, it's not the same as when you went to
a record store,
and you bought the records. Because yeah. That's physical stuff. It was like cashier counting. You turned the receipts in every week. They knew what was fucking sold. I'm a little skeptical, but good for you, Dolly Parton. I wish you all the best. I'm going to talk about, in no particular order, and we mentioned these guys a couple of weeks ago. This is a this is a band from Nashville, Tennessee, called Hindsight Hero. Hindsight Hero. The reason I got interested in Hindsight Hero is because of their singer. I've actually had on the podcast in another band. She's originally from Pittsburgh. Kelly Nicole, she was a singer for Highway 4, and this is her latest project. She finally got back into music. She went down there, and I don't know what she was into, but she finally got back into music, five, 6 years later, and this is it. She looks crazy in the video, but she's like super down to earth. Look at that. Where's the where I paused it?
Right.
It's funny.
She looks like she's ready to eat someone's face off.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, she says they're cool folks. So check them out. They have a new song dropping on the 29th. That's in a couple days.
Yeah, it is.
So check it out. Hindsight Hero. And that's all the info. There's something up with the website. I tried a couple weeks ago, and she was like, "I'm sorry, Lou. Like, we don't have the bio and stuff like we should." And just, you know, okay.
Just we'll
play the song. Check it out. by the way, I add these all to our. We have Ludini Rock and Roll Circus has its own playlist on YouTube called New and Notable. So we add these songs to those. So if you hear something you like and you missed it, just go to New and Notable on our playlist on YouTube, and you can listen. And there's like a couple of years worth of cool shit on there. So, so check it out. All right, Lily, what you got next?
So I'm not a super huge fan of Green Day, but I know a lot of you are super huge fans of Green Day. And they just came out with an album January 19th called Saviors. It's their 14th album. It was praised by fans, received mixed reviews from critics. In an interview with K-Rock, Billy Joe Armstrong
K-Rock!
Stated that 7 songs had not made it to their last album. And which was met with mixed reviews, so that's why they did another album. Got a 73 out of 100 on the review Metacritic, so that's a big deal thing, I guess.
Metacritic.
Yeah.
Is there a specific
song? So we're gonna say "The American Dream Is Killing Me."
That's the first song on the release. Disc album, whatever. Whatever you kids are calling it.
And while that's loading, they are going to be starting their Saviors tour in North America and Europe. They will be in Pittsburgh, if you're in the Pittsburgh area, September 1st at PNC Park.
PNC. Pretty nasty cock. PNC By the way, I hope nobody has that bank. It's the worst bank ever. It's my bank. They suck.
From Green Day, this is "The American Dream Is Killing Me."
American dream is killing me.
Sounds like Green Day.
Yep.
You know, the thing that I have to say about them is, like, they've always created these, like, super hooky, catchy kind of songs, and that's just no different, you know? Right. You know, cool. Good for
Green
them.
Green Day fans will love it.
Green Day. Okay. So we're going to move on from Green Day to, I'm just going to go right down my list. I'm not going to get fancy with it. This is a band that I discovered. Oh, I didn't discover them. Like,
I discovered this band.
I found them. I get all the credit.
So, yeah, we're going to get rid of that. This is a band that I found on TikTok. Ooh. These are young guys. They call themselves Feel.
Nice. And what are they feeling exactly?
See if this song is called Find a Love. Love by the band Feel. Now, they do have a I got to give these guys credit because they have an actual website.
Whoa, dude. Like, whoa, man.
And we could maybe get a little information, maybe. Maybe.
Maybe.
Is there any information? Music? I see music. I see. Oh, Rustica. A band of artists with the mindset of creating and playing music with a passion and focus that once was and now is. Sounds and feel of the past made present once again. The group nods at the blues, jazz, and rock and roll roots of all St. Louis. So they're from St. Louis. Stirs in the experimental revolution of the 60s and incorporates the vast array of sounds introduced by British hard rock and Laurel Canyon that defined the sound of the 70s, entwining to become what is now known as Feel, capital F, capital E, capital E, capital L. The band has been making a name for themselves, opening for Cheap Trick, 38 Special, Rival Sons, and John Waite. Excited to be back on the road supporting their new single, Find a Love. There is a couple of live concerts that are fairly well recorded on their YouTube channel as well, so you can see them in action. But I found them via TikTok, and the comments were things like, oh, wow, guys in their 20s who can play instruments.
That's magical.
You know, it's like one of those things. Okay, we got blocked because we played some music.
Oh, they smacked your hand.
Yeah. Let's see who's hanging out. Oh, Ms. J for Lizzie is hanging out with us as well. Steve is still around. Thank you, Steve. We haven't lost you. I'm glad Steve is still around. Thank you, brother. Yeah, that's Feel. Check them out. You can find them on YouTube, and I have links in the show notes. What do you got, Ms. Lily?
So next on my list is Kitty's new song, Eyes Wide Open.
Kitty.
And for those of you who need a refresher on who Kitty is, they are a Canadian heavy metal band. Formed in 1996 by Fallon Bowman and the sisters Mercedes and Morgan Lander, who are the only constant members of the band, by the way. They just released their new song Eyes Wide Open on SiriusXM's Liquid Metal.
Eyes Wide Open.
Sorry. The following day, the band formally released the song as a single, with music video announced that they had signed to Sumerian Records.
Sumerian Records.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm. Metal Hammer and Revolver listed the song as one of the best of the week. Readers of Metal Hammer voted the song the track of the week. And I will admit, at first, I wasn't so sure about it, but after listening to it a couple of times, I do think that I like them better than their past stuff. So.
Okay. Wow. Wow. Kitty with an IE.
Yes. Oh, she's wearing Thistle and Spire.
I'm sorry, guys. I hit the subscribe button because I liked it, and it freaking fucked the video up. Sorry. Cool heavy rock with that type of vocal style. I know not everybody likes that type of vocal style, but I think it works well with what they're doing. Very good. Cool shit. Good pick, Ms. Lily.
Oh, thanks. Lily.
Okay, so here's a band Lily said she doesn't know about. Do you know Roses on Red?
I do not know about this band.
I think this is a band Lily's going
to
like.
Get ready to pee my pants.
Well, now simmer down. Simmer down with the pee in the pants, okay?
All right.
Okay? I don't want to have to, you know, I don't want to have to lick that chair clean.
Get away from me. You don't want to, trust me.
Oh, my God. Has anybody out there ever been with a squirter?
Oh, my God.
My God, too.
Oh, my God.
So this is a band called, this is their song, Down and Out. So check them out. To Evanescence.
Yeah, legit. I was going to say a little dirtier.
Yeah, sounding. Like dirtier. Yeah, yeah. I think that's a good, like a little dirtier Evanescence. Hollywood likes to make us think that success stories happen overnight. Most of the time, however, the journey takes a lifetime. It can be measured in a few pivotal minutes. The story of Roses on Red is definitely closer to the latter of these two. Originally conceptualized by Allison Teague in 2007, the idea of a project that wrote timeless melodies and big memorable songs with passion and energy of a rock band took years to nurture and mold. Drawing from friendships made from Memphis and Tupelo music scenes. So, like, right, you think of Memphis and Tupelo and you think, what, the blues and,
yeah.
and roots music. Well, there's a lot more out there in that area than you realize. I refused to be stopped, and we demanded to be heard. Our idea of success is not measured by typical vanity, but by the lives we influence. Spreading a message of hope amongst the tapestry of huge drums, crushing low end, and searing guitar riffs has become a catalyst for our message that grabs your attention and keeps you intrigued for the journey.
Mm.
So, rosesonredofficial.com, and you can get more information on those guys. I think it's all right.
I like it.
Oh, that's pretty cool. You know, again, I will tell you, I hate to admit it. I hate to give the devil his due. TikTok.
Always TikTok.
It's TikTok. I mean, I'm talking on a TikTok. The whole talk's ticking. I mean, the whole town, whatever. So what do you got, Ms. Lily?
I have next, released February 23rd, Mick Mars, The Other Side of Mars.
I have been, you know, he's been working on this record, what, for like 20 years?
His whole
crazy?
Life, yeah. basically. debut album, solo debut album by Motley Crue guitarist Mick Mars. It came, you know, he was biting, I don't know, chomping at the bit to get this album out ever since he quit Motley Crue. Recorded in Nashville. So here's the thing about it. Have you heard any of it at all?
I have heard
okay.
nothing. Zip, zilch, nada.
I have nothing bad to say about it, but it's okay. not what you are going to expect something different. It sounds like Mick Mars playing Motley Crue, just with a different vocalist. It's good, but it's not anything different. He calls it grunge. I don't call it grunge.
What track would you recommend we try?
So the track is Right Side of Wrong is the one I like.
Okay, then this is Lily's pick, Mick Mars, Right Side of Wrong, on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. My head's going up and down.
Right. I mean, it's good.
Sounds like Motley Crue?
I think his guitar sounds like Motley Crue.
Oh, okay.
I don't think the singing sounds like Motley Crue.
I think it kicks ass.
I think it's the best.
It's really freaking good.
I think it's the best of the solo Crue attempts.
I think it's great. I'm like really.
I love it.
I mean,
think
it's man-fucking-tastic.
You know I was going to love it, though.
That's
like,
really,
real.
Really good. I was not expecting it to be that good.
Oh, it's Mick.
It's Mick, not Mick and Keith, but Mick, the other Mick.
The other Mick. Oh, so, my goodness.
Okay. These guys have actually, I hope they're still interested. They approached me about being on the podcast a couple years ago. Apparently, their lead vocalist has heard us and liked the show. So I need to catch back up with them and see if we can get them on the show. But this is the latest from Blackberry Smoke. This is called Dig a Hole. I've listened to this song about 20 times in the past week. I think it kicks ass. I think it's a super cool song. These next two songs have been both like my favorites.
Yeah! truth with your feet to the fire. Dig a hole.
He's got those mutton chops are just amazing. I don't know how many years it took him to grow them.
5 minutes.
The devils we all know, trying to get a lick in. Round and round we go. Let's all say what we came to say. Ain't enough time for the games we play. Let's all say like it's a brand new thing.
Love the hopeful sound.
One more.
I always thought that Blackberry Smoke sounded like the Kentucky Headhunters, and if the Kentucky Headhunters and the Black Crows had a baby.
that's accurate. That's accurate.
I fucking love this band. I think they're just really, really good. It's kind of like, you know, keeping Southern rock alive. Great fucking band. BlackberrySmoke.com. Let's see if there's a quickie bio we can maybe give you guys a little bit of info about
quickie.
Them. Maybe not. It isn't like the old, oh, I'm never going to read that.
Okay.
No, it's loading. That's why. Yeah. Because I saw white on white and I'm like,
we're not going to read that.
Write that. There isn't a bio that's apparent, but they are on tour. And I believe somebody told me that they're playing Pittsburgh tonight.
I'm pretty sure they're at Jurgles tonight. I could be wrong. Wow. But I'm pretty sure.
And here I am sitting in my fucking home and I can be listening to one of my favorite bands. I need to spend more time hanging out with Lily V6.
Well,
she knows where all the good shit's going on.
It's my whole life, so it's, you know.
It's my life.
All right, enough okay. of that.
So
enough.
What do we got? Now we have, okay, what is this thing you want? I can't even pronounce this thing you have.
I'm pretty sure they pronounce it Amaranthi, but we're just going to call it that for fun. It's their new album, The Catalyst, Swedish heavy metal band, originally known as
Swedish
Avalanche. The band is notable for their blend of various metal genres and having three lead vocalists.
What? That's crazy talk.
I know. They don't even want to be called metal. They want to be called everything. They want to be called pop metal, melodic death metal, metalcore, power metal, symphonic metal, metal. Power.
Hey, go car power down there.
Catalyst is their seventh studio album, just been released like last week. First album to feature their Michael Seelan on harsh vocals. They released five singles before the album dropped. It received really positive reviews from critics. Go ahead and listen to Damnation Flame if you're looking for a song right now.
We're looking for a song. I see Final. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, this says View All. What is going on here?
I don't know what's going on.
You see
on
Damnation Flame? Oh, there it is. There it is.
Yeah.
This is Damnation Flame. Damnation Flame by Amaranthi on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
If you get the bonus material, though, they have a really tasty cover of Roxette's Fading Like a Flower.
They have boner material.
Boner material.
Voices of the matriarch, a hierarchy outside of the status quo.
A lot of different stuff going on here.
Yes.
Yeah, Dick, I gotta give it like an 8 out of 10. It's got a good beat, and you can kind of dance to it, and it's got a good rock sound, too.
Wow.
Oh, American Bandstand. Oh, okay. I want to talk about this song. If I listen to the Blackberry Smoke song 20 times, I listened to the new Dandy Warhols featuring Slash about 50 times. I think the song is like one of the greatest rock songs that has come out, and it's got a great title. It's called I'd Like to Help You With Your Problem.
Oh.
This is the Dandy Warhols featuring Slash.
Oh,
the Dandy Warhols. This is a band that has been around for fucking ever. 90s band. Although it says featuring Slash, I'm not exactly sure what Slash is doing on the song. I know he's playing guitar.
Maybe he's just standing there looking pretty.
Maybe. He's not in the video. The video, by the way, is this very kind of like epic sort of looking thing, but it is done with AI.
Oh.
That's all AI.
Really?
Yeah. And there's some artist who they credit at the end. I'm trying to take a quickie look. Do we see some sort of... No. I would like to give you a bio of the end of the Dandy Warhols, but it's not...
They don't think a bio is important.
They may not. Well, you know, they're a very well-established band. Been around for umpteen million years. So check them out. I think it's absolutely... The song kicks ass. You can hear Slash in there rocking it. That's him playing the hot solo.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
You know, but it's got that kind of 60s. They said that they were trying to create or go for something that would be like a kind of like Vietnam era.
I can see that.
Kind of vibe.
Yeah.
And it definitely has that. It's really fucking cool. The video is very cool. But again, it's done with AI. The whole AI thing is just... What's going to be happening in the next couple of years with AI is just going to be... is going to be really crazy. And you have to watch, guys, because, you know, this, I'm picking it up, because I like to watch TikTok. You have to watch because so much of that stuff on there, you have to go, wait a minute. That looks too crazy. That's AI. You know, that's AI. That location doesn't exist. That guy isn't really standing on this top of this volcano, whatever, you know. That's
fucking
exactly. Yeah. So, but anyways, it's a very cool band, the Dandy Warhols. This is the longest song title on the list tonight. I'd like to help you with your problem.
I really like the title though.
It's a great title.
It's fun.
What do you got? Do you have something else? You have White Cross.
I have White Cross. It's my last one. So they were actually and still are, but they came out of the 80s. They're a Christian metal band.
I was going to say, I think if Mr. Pittsburgh was here, he'd be like, wait a minute, Ms. Lily. We know White Cross. We grew up listening to them because it was one of those bands that was like on the safe list.
Yes, it's the safe list kind of band. They're from Chicago, Illinois. They just started writing a new album. Their single is Man in the Mirror. Their album will be out.
At the man not in the mirror.
Wrong song. But their album, Fear No Evil, will be out March 22nd.
Fear No Evil.
But this is their single.
Man in the
currently.
Mirror.
And this is from my buddy Timmy over at New Ocean Media.
Let me see the thing. Let's turn this up. This sounds like rock and roll.
Yeah, you'll like it. This is right up our alley, obviously.
That's very cool. That's good, Lily. When we were talking before, she's like, I was like, what songs? And I was, you know, putting them in the notes, and I'm going like, White Cross. I'm like, I can't be the same
yep.
group that like we grew up listening
it's
to.
Them.
Like, we had White Cross guys on cassette.
For those of you who don't know what that is. You needed a pencil sometimes to deal with that.
A pencil, exactly. TH, we're going to listen to TH and the Bone Shakers. TH and the Bone Shakers. And this is their latest song. This is an interesting band. I just kind of, you know, TikTok. No, I, these, this was YouTube. YouTube shows to me.
YouTube instead.
Yep. I'm telling you guys, if you tell the algorithm what you're kind of looking for, you'd be surprised. Not all of it, but you do come up like, God damn. And I thought that this was pretty cool. Now, this has a long, one of those long...
Oh, already. The name is great.
They're putting on their guitars.
Look at these guys.
They're standing in front of a bunch of classic cars in a garage. They got a lot of tattoos.
It's like my friend Bob. Oh, well, shit. Oh no.
Oh my god, check this out. I don't know what's going on, but their website, am I reading this right? Is their website in German?
Yes.
Are they a German?
That's kind of awesome if they are. I'm going to look them up.
Some call it Southern, others bluesy retro rock. Oh, wait a minute. Here's something in English. If you talk to Tim Husing, he usually answers with real handmade rock music with heart and guts. In 2019, he released his debut album, Love, Soul, and Rock and Roll, which he recorded, produced single-handedly, resulting in a powerful, passionate rock album. The tours of California, Arizona, among others, have left their mark on the sound and imagery of his debut. The rock magazine Eclipse aptly writes, this old-school character has been skillfully transported into modern times, 2024, now live on stage with their new album, Last Train to Graceland. That's a great title. No, I'm not sure why some of that is in German. I'm not sure what's going on there.
Look at other last names, though.
Husing, Breistock,
Geist,
Daniel Geist.
Fritz.
So they could be transplants from Germany to the U.S. I'm not sure the whole thing, but look at
tried to look it up. I couldn't find anything, but yeah. Looks like
looks like they might be Germans, good Germans,
good drinkers and fighters.
Good beer. I mean, like, you know what I mean? It's like, isn't that always the way? Isn't that what happened with the British or 60s blues invasion bands like Led Zeppelin and Cream and all those guys? Like, they had to teach America their own music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, excuse me, America. Like, you guys don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Here, let me show you.
You have this gold mine and you're not even paying attention to it.
It's hysterical.
That's
all you now, though. I'm done.
Yeah. So we're going to hit a couple more here before we, I got it. The Priest. And you know, what blew me about my mind about Judas Priest's latest music is like, it's fucking awesome. It sounds like the Judas Priest. It sounds like it's like heads are going to roll or you got another thing coming or it's like, it's right in there with all the great shit. This is called Panic Attack. When the vocals kick in, Rob sounds like fucking Rob.
Like he should.
Yeah, he just sounds like him. Like, I don't know how old he is, but it's gotta be the 70s.
He's like 125. He was one of the people partying at my house.
Headbanging all fucking ready.
This is a band I have yet to see live.
What?
I know. Right?
I could be dragged to this. Absolutely. This guy's one of my heroes.
Throw your ass in the car.
Not a vocalist. Yeah, I think he's an amazing singer.
The clamor and the clatter of pinks and keys can bring a nation to its knees. On the wings of an eagle, I got pride and praise.
Sold.
Sounds like breaking the law. It sounds like all the great shit, you know? Priest never
yeah,
fails.
Yeah, sounds good. Surprise, surprise.
Doug Aldrich, who's played with everybody, Dio, Whitesnake.
I've met him.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, he's super nice.
You bitch.
At Guitar Center.
He's fucking. I love him. Love him. he's a Dead Daisies. Everybody's been in Dead Daisies.
Yeah, legit. Yeah. I think I've been in Dead Daisies. Pretty sure.
This is a band called. Wow, you can pronounce this. Cathaboda?
I have to look at it again, I'm sorry.
But check these guys out. I like this. I think the singer, she has a great vibe. This is called Amidst Gods.
Amidst Gods. Cathaboda.
Cathaboda.
Oh yeah, I like that. Already I like that. Oh.
Violin fiddle.
Yes.
They got a fiddle in the band. Yes. If they're going to play metal, you got to have fiddle in the band.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Great voice.
Sold.
They are signed to Massacre Records.
Of course they are.
Yeah, right. What else would you expect? okay, I'm not really sure what all that's about, but you can go
That's their album.
Yeah, they have some sort of... I mean, these are obviously, like, it's very theatrical, kind of... What would you call it? Fantasy.
Yeah, it's in the vein of like Merciful Fate,
right,
and
swords and the whole
Dio and that whole thing.
Yeah. There you are. Let yourself be carried away to an epic world full of fantasy and drama with
I'd say Cathaboda.
Cathaboda, the sensational symphonic metal band that has been conquering stages at home and abroad for years. Whether you're a fan of folkloric festivals, metal festivals, or just enjoy dark pubs, this band has something for everyone. With the grand narratives, bombastic symphonies, and folk melodies. Their new album, Interbellum, will be released, the long-awaited successor to the 2019 Continuum. So that's coming out right away. If it's not out, this is the latest song from their sort of a... You know, the single that they're releasing ahead of the thing. Very cool stuff. I heard them. I was like, Lily's going to like these guys.
Yeah, I like them already. actually write that
so
down.
So we're going to talk real quick. We're going to hit a couple more real quick. The Black Crowes have a new record out. And I think this is a good song. I love it when these guys who are like, they're a bit older. The Black Crowes are probably a little bit younger than Judas Priest. I'd say they're probably like in their 60s.
Yeah.
The Judas Priest is more like in their 70s. But I think that this is a totally solid track. It's not all acoustic, I promise you.
Call down lightning, rain and thunder, leave them ashes, all go under. Cross your fingers, so bad down. Cross your fingers, so bad down.
cross your fingers, oh my God. So cross your fingers.
Cross Your Fingers. I believe the album's called Happiness Bastards.
Oh.
Produced by Jay Joyce. And this was released just like a week ago, 16th. A week ago, whatever.
Ish.
10 days ago, something like that. Cool.
I like it.
Good. Good jam. The Robinson Brothers
are. You can't really go wrong with
yeah.
them, though.
Now, honestly. We're going to end with a mellow one. Again, I found this dude on TikTok, and he's trying to get on the NPR Tiny Desk concert. And I think that this cat has an amazing voice. He's a great songwriter. His name's Jed Harrelson. Harrelson, excuse me.
Look at that hair.
He's about 20 years old. He's really young.
He's about 12.
The instrumentation is great too. Guitar, bass, drums, and saxophone. Saxophone plays a big role.
I don't have enough of that these days.
I've seen doubts if I've seen any.
That voice. Oh my gosh.
I find myself near the pot of gold. Rainbow chasing. I've seen plenty. I do my memory. Make me feel so old. Check my pockets for your safety. You never know what you're gonna find. Chances are you get home safely. It's good to know.
Like, that's the kind of R&B I like.
That's
you
nice.
You know what I mean? Just guys playing real instruments, you know, not done on a computer. Nashville-based soul singer, songwriter Jed Harrelson has found a way to fuse sounds of soul, rock, and R&B. Music connects. He carries that into the center of his work, leaving both a euphoric and familiar presence. While he's independently released 10 songs in the past 2 years, he's working on a debut project right now. All of his music is recorded in-house with his brother Hank as the audio engineer. From Texarkana, Arkansas, instilled a drive to hone in on his craft. though the lack of a music scene caused him to move to where he could really express his artistic message, which took him to Fayetteville, Arkansas. So he moved from Texarkana. Although Texarkana figures in some famous country songs, by the way. I don't know if you realize that. This is where he cut his
teeth. And the Bandit.
Yep. Okay. Now he's living in Nashville. Jed is independently touring the country with his band in a gold van called The Loaf.
Nice.
By achieving and producing what feels good in his art, Jed just might help listeners do the same.
Maybe we'll see him come to Pittsburgh.
You never know. There is a tour schedule here. Looks like he's mainly going around the South right now. New Orleans, Memphis, Dallas.
Keith can see him.
Little Rock. Keith could go check him out. Maybe Keith could get get somebody for him to play with.
Right.
But Neighborhood Huss was that track. I think it's fantastic. You can find him on YouTube. So, hey, guys. Wow. I mean, just like,
quite the variety tonight.
Yeah, and I do have a real eclectic taste, so there was no way that I was going to be able to like not put something a little lighter throw it in there. I heard this cat last night as I was scrolling on TikTok. I'm like, God damn. And I sent him some messages. I was like, wow, dude. I was like, you were just like freaking. He was like, thanks, man. I really appreciate it. We're trying to like make something happen. You know, he's young. They're just getting something started. So if you can check him out and, you know, give him a thumbs up on whatever social media platform you prefer, he'd probably appreciate it. Young guy. We got to support this. I mean, like, this is a guy playing a real instrument, writing songs, actually singing. So fucking like auto-tune. It's just like, he's just doing his thing. We want to encourage that as much as possible. Remember during the pandemic when, you know, the few restaurants you would go and there would be, you know, you'd tip like a little bit extra because you're like, please, we like to go out to eat. Please keep coming to work. I mean,
yeah, you know, right.
It's the same kind of thing. So I want to say shout out to Steve for hanging out with us all night. He mentioned a band. You should check out a band from Rochester, New York called
Displacer. I know that. I've had them on the show.
Lily knows them already. So Steve, thank you very much for that. Mr. Pittsburgh, we hope you feel better. We would really enjoy you coming back as soon as possible. Jody, thank you so much for popping in and saying hi. Appreciate all our friends. Glad you guys enjoyed the podcast tonight. Lily has her own show on Rock Rage Radidio. Lily, what is that? Go ahead and plug your...
I do have a whole show on Rock Rage Radio called Hot Licks with Lily 6. It's on Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Again, the app is free, so download it or just stream it right on rockrageradio.com. Also, I will be emceeing a show next Thursday, the 7th, with Sardonyx, New Music Showcase, presented by Mike Moscato. It will be at Club Cafe.
Mike, how's he doing?
He's doing great.
I see him all over Facebook. He's really gotten. I'm excited because I think Mike and I are probably close in age, and I've like he's kind of inspiring me to kind of like get myself out there and do some music and
right.
stuff like that.
Well, he's doing a new music showcase at Club Cafe on Thursday. I will be emceeing. The bands performing are his Mike Moscato Music, Royal Honey, and The Rumble.
The Rumble.
So good stuff there. Also, after that, I will be at March Metal Madness on the 9th.
Metal Madness!
And that's going to be at the Bridge Music Venue. I think that's their last day they're going to be open, though. 21 and up, $10 at the door. And that's going to include Shadowburn, Animus, Paradigm, The Fall of Me, and The Perishables. So... go check that out as well.
All right, cool. I have a question about Mick Mars. Is he doing the vocals on this?
No, he is not doing the vocals.
Okay.
He has a vocalist.
Okay.
The guy's name...
He has a cool voice.
Jacob Bunton is the vocalist.
Jacob Bunton.
Yes.
Okay. All right, Jacob. All right, go Jacob, because you sound good. We will be back next week with a brand new podcast for all y'all. If we can get coax Lily back, we won't talk about Rush.
Thank God.
But if Lily doesn't come back, we might do a Rush podcast.
I can spare you and just be on the show, guys. I mean, that'd be fun.
Senna, we love it when Lily's here, so... she has a lot going on, so we feel like she's our celebrity, you know, ace in the hole.
Oh, please.
We love having her here, so... But don't forget to patronize Wolf's Customs and rockrageradio.com. Download the free app where you can hear great music programming like Hot Licks with Lily 6. Please go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com and check out what we have going on there. Steve, thank you so much for hanging out, all you guys, because if you go there, you find out ahead of time about, you become part of our inner circle group, and you find out about all the different events and things we have going on. 35 comments tonight, so we do appreciate that. We are trying to grow this and working on some new stuff, and I want to do interviews, but I want to talk people into coming on the show,
like guests.
Yeah, come and hang out, and like as we talk about the topics, have them kind of like,
I think they're afraid of us.
Yeah, mix it up with us. And well, what happens too, if you get with bands and stuff that are like touring and stuff like that, they can only do stuff at certain times,
right?
And you know what I mean, so like I'm not sure how that's all going to shake out, but we'll have to pray for us because it's really something I really want to do. Also, I want to mention that we are looking for a drummer. I want to back here in the corner. I'm going to be setting up a set of V drums, and we want to have be performing live music on the show. They're going to play the whole time. We're going to start out with doing a few songs, or maybe a song, even maybe part of a song, or maybe instead of playing the songs, because we always get pinched for that, maybe we just jam out a few riffs from the particular artist or whatever we're talking about. And maybe that's the way we handle it. We haven't exactly worked out yet, but we are looking for a drummer so we can do a real rock and roll thing. So if you're a drummer and you are local to the tri-state area, please hit me up. Go to LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com, and there's a contact link there. Guys, thanks so much for hanging out. Lily, it was great seeing you again.
Always.
Love having you here. Thanks, guys. Have a wonderful rest of the week. We'll catch you all on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.